You can live your life following this six principle, but I mentioned three. The first three is already very good. Yeah. The first principle is 不争, means don't fight over things, don't argue, don't try to be right and all those things. But the Mandarin word 争 is very good, 谋争 in Cantonese. Don't squabble with people, don't fight with people. Don't try to be right, don't argue and all those things. So 不争. Then 不贪, the second one is don't be greedy. So we all know the Dhamma, we know what greed is. Greed cover a lot of things. So when we have greed, we have selfishness, we have craving, we have desire, we have lust. Then we have a lot of covetousness too. So when we are greedy, we have motive. We want to take advantage of people. We want to cheat. We want to deceive. So that is the evil root of greed. That's why 不争, 不贪. Then the third one is 不求. 求 means must not have desire, craving. So sometimes people cannot understand. In life, I must have certain like good wishes, isn't it? I wish for my good health, my good life and all those things. Is it wrong? It's not wrong. You wish. But if you crave for it, then it's wrong. So 求 is 考. So in Mandarin, 求 become craving because you crave for it. 求 what? Good health, wealth and prosperity, good life and all those things. You can have the pure wish invoked through power of merits, power of truth or whatever to arise through proper means. But if you crave for all these things, it's going to cause you suffering. You want to crave for good health, good life, prosperity. But when things don't go your way, what happens? That's why when you have a lot of this, what they call craving, or 求, when you wish for a lot of this type of thing with craving, you will have problem. So I realize this three Mandarin word is very beautiful. 不争, 不贪, 不求. This tree, you can cultivate them, it will expand on what the three evil roots are. Then it will actually let you understand many things. Whatever you crave for is a prelude towards suffering. Then you cannot get what you want, you suffer. So the sixth principle, if I may recall, I remember Xian Hua mentioned 不争不贪不求不自私不自利不妄语, these six principles, which are all very beautiful. So if you can make Dhamma simple, is to develop them into proper understanding by following certain principles. But those who know Mandarin will appreciate, will benefit from that understanding. Then when I heard them in the early days, I realized they were very useful. Actually, the first principle, 不争, is not easy to practice or cultivate. Do you realize in life, you fight over many, many things. 争, everything also want to compete, want to 争, want to argue, want to fight, want to get hold of it and all those things. That's why the word song is very beautiful. Then when you talk about tan, the Mandarin word tan, the meaning is not greediness alone. Tan has a lot of meaning. Tam chia also tam. Then tan wan also tan. Tan wu, corruption, also tan. All this come from the word greed. So the Mandarin word actually has very beautiful meaning. Then qiu, qiu also, a lot of things, kao one soul, kao prosperity, good health. Then also wish for a good promotion, good exam result, I say. So qiu is a very big aspect of negativity of mind state. So when I look at life, I realize these six principles were very beautiful, especially the first three. And it's not easy to actually keep them in line, cultivate them. Can you ever live your life by not arguing with people? Not competing, not like wanting things your way, don't want to argue over things, don't want to fight over things, don't want to become better than other people. 不争. That's why 不争不贪不求. These are very beautiful practices if you can do it. Then 不自私 means not selfish. 自利不亡矣. So all this self-benefiting, telling lies, they have the evils behind. You are not selfish, you will not be greedy. You will not do all those deceitful things. You will not try to take advantage of people and situation. So all this become very useful Dharma training. So when you expand it, you learn. Then you can see your mental intention behind. Why must you fight over things? Why must you argue? Why must you want to be right? Why must you 争, 求, 贪? So all these are very deep in its meaning. When you understand your cultivation take off, you become different. It's no more the words. It's the understanding of what that word is. Then we realize human beings do a lot of these things. That's why they have a lot of evil mental intention. Everything also they want to argue, want to be right. They want to fight over things, compete over things, demand this, demand that, and all those things. This is so chill. Demand is chill. So when you take advantage of situation, when you are authoritative, that is your selfishness. That is your egoic mind manifesting in the form of zeng, tan, and qiu. So all this, hopefully it will help you.